Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Well, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Let's talk about teenagers and their identity. Do you think teenagers struggle more with their identity than us as adults because we're probably just gone through it and we're a bit older? It doesn't bother us as much. The social media we don't take so serious. Do you think teenagers are just struggling so much more with identity, especially Christian teenagers? And I mean, you've three girls, Sian. You're a pastor's wife, and there'd be an expectation, I suppose, from those girls in themselves. And you're talking about core values and that identity. I mean, they're pastors' children. Yourself and Patrick are pastors there of that church and in Dublin, and it's like the people's church, but the kids are the pastor's kids, but they're also the school kids in the schoolyard and the college, and they're also struggling with the identity crisis. That's what it is. It's an identity crisis. Teenagers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think teenagers today, I mean, I know it's a cliche, but they have it tough. You know, they are bombarded so much more. Like, you and I wouldn't have had access to our friends' personal lives the way they do. And it's all very fake. Like, we all know that, you know, the number of times, how many times have you seen stuff on Facebook or on Instagram? You go, oh my God, like such and such doing so well. And then you meet them and their marriage is on the rocks, or, you know, something awful's going on. You know, it's very plastic. It's designed to be what it is. But I think that's very difficult for young people, because it's very hard to work out what's real, what's not, and to believe. You know, we've all done it. I'm a pastor, and sometimes I see people on Facebook, they look like they're having a great time, and then they're sitting with me brokenhearted saying that holiday was a disaster, or my husband left me. You know, there's all these things. I think you and I get a cut off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry. I was listening to Dr. Phil yesterday on a podcast with, actually my son was listening to him. I mean, and he's only 19, with Dr. Phil and Joe Rogan. And Dr. Phil was saying that it's a huge identity crisis that our own kids are going through. And it's all only happened in the last 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said since 2010, there's been just this epidemic of this, you know, social media thing, which has taken over the world, and the kids are living through this false image of who they think others are, and the others are not really them anyway. They're struggling.
No, and they're believing it. I mean, to be honest, social media is an advertising platform for our lives. You know, that's what it is. So advertisement, how many times when we were young, did you see an advert on TV? Do you remember the Christmas ads used to come out with the toys? Do you remember that? That was the one that always used to get me. And the doll would come up, or the game would come up, and you'd go, oh my gosh, like, I have to have that. Yeah. And then you'd get it on Christmas morning and you'd open it and you go, is that it? And that's really for me what social media is. It's an advertising platform for our lives. And we put up things and we put up photos and we share things. And it is great. You know, I love it because I have a lot of family away and I love being able to connect. Yeah. But it is an advertising platform for people's lives. So, our kids are looking at people's lives. And then when they actually unwrap the gift, they're going, is that it? It's not quite as shiny and plastic as it looked on the screen. And I think it's a real challenge for parents today, you know, and I think you just have to keep on reinforcing, you know, their own ability to think. You know, I know that sounds obvious, but it's really important. You know, I was talking to a parent the other day and they said, well, what do you do? And they'd had a situation with their child and they said, I just pulled her out straight away. And I was going, well, no, you have to empower them in that situation and say, okay, things are tough, but what are our options? And I think that's something I always practice with the kids, and that helps them to establish identity, I believe, because instead of saying to them, oh, that teacher's being mean to you at school, right, we're going to go in and sort them out, I would sit down and go, well, what are the options here, girls? What can we do? Yeah. I can go in and sort them out. That's one option. Or you could go and have a chat with them. That's another option. Or you have a head of year, you can go and talk to them. That's a third. And all of a sudden, a situation that feels very claustrophobic suddenly opens out, because there's options and there's choices, and then allowing them to make that choice. And they might have said, Mom, I want you to go in. Right, Dad and I will go in and talk. But giving them it's that thing with David again. I know I keep going back to it, but it's knowing that you can make that choice in that situation. And what that does is, I believe, it builds character, it builds identity in them because they're going, I can choose here how I deal with this. That causes a little bit of reflection. It causes a little bit of self-examination. Well, how do I want this to play out? You know, it's believing in them. That's one thing I've always tried to do with them.
Yeah,
You
so
know,
therefore they can
when
play.
my girls were going through teenage years and going through the teenage years, you know, instead of identifying them as a bad kid, instead of going, oh, you know, dropping them. I remember dropping Rachel to somebody's house and they were all going out for the night and Rachel was just going for them to get ready and coming home, bless her. And I remember, and instead of sitting there going, now, don't do this and don't, because I know how easily led you are and I know this, you know, I could have done that whole speech. I've heard it. Instead, I sat in the car and I went, do you know what, Rach? You're a great kid. I'm so proud of you. And I know you have the common sense to go in there and pick good friends and make sensible choices. And do you know what? That's great for me as a mom. I'm going home tonight. No, my kid is great. And she can really make good. And she'd get out of the car like 10 foot tall. It's how I was feeding into that identity. Instead of saying you're a bad kid, feeding the identity that you're a good kid, you're a wise kid, you're a sensible kid, you're a strong kid. And I think sometimes we can come from the angle, always the negative, especially with the teenagers. You are all this, you are all negative. And how we identify, what are we doing? You know, you've seen that thing, everybody sees it. It says, you know, be careful how you speak to children because that will become their inner voice.
Yeah.
So I don't want my kids at a party when somebody's offering them drugs or something, going, yeah, well, I'm always like the bad kid anyway. I always make bad choices and I
And
need
then,
my mother to
yes,
supervise everything.
exactly. And then teenagers also want to, they just want to be one of the crowd. They want to blend. They want to be
Absolutely.
different, but they want to blend. And, you know, that's why on this social media thing, they all look the same to, a lot of them do look the same to me because they want to blend
Exactly. Yeah.
and they don't want to be different.
Yeah. And imagine when the inner voice, though, is saying, like, you're an amazing girl. You're an amazing boy. You're so clever. You're so smart. I know you're wise. And I know you make good choices. Like imagine reversing the inner voice rather than it being like, yeah, I'm useless. I just need these people to accept me. If they start hearing that inner voice that says, I can, I will, and I know I can make it and I can do this. And I think it builds that core confidence in their identity. Because you know yourself, it takes years naturally to come into that.
Absolutely, yes.
We're all still fighting that battle, I
We
think.
are, and we're all still kids dealing with all that. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.